this morning, and pray that the Lord will help us today. Pray the Lord will move among us, and certainly again, if there's someone here today that's not saved, that today you would trust Christ. Maybe there's someone here today that you're not where you need to be with the Lord. Maybe there's things going on in your heart and your life that's not pleasing unto the Lord. Then I pray that certainly that you would deal with that today. Allow God to do what He wants to do in your heart and your life today. If we'd all do that, then certainly we could go out of here today saying it's been good to be in the house of God. I've already enjoyed the service this morning, but I pray God will help us now this morning in the preaching of the Word of God. Matthew chapter number 8. We're going to look at the first four verses this morning. Now, we've spent several months since the first of the year in the Gospel of Matthew, on Wednesday nights especially, looking at a lot of different things. Of course, looking at the Sermon on the Mount. We finished up with that a few weeks ago. And on Sunday mornings, we've been talking about the mind a whole lot. But we felt like the Lord has directed our heart to these first four verses of Scripture here in the Gospel of Matthew. You'll also find this particular account in the book of Mark in chapter number 1, and also in the book of Luke in chapter number 5. But I pray that, again, Lord, will help us here this morning. And I begin to look at these verses, and God began to speak to my heart, and I pray that He'll speak to yours as well today. We have the story here of this particular leper that's come to the Lord Jesus. And so, certainly, as you look at Scripture here, a lot of things in the New Testament, you'll see not only the New Testament, the Old Testament as well. You'll see a lot of typology, a lot of pictures. And truly this morning, I believe this is a picture, not only this leper here of God touching him and healing him, or the Lord Jesus, but also of what He'll do in your heart and your life this morning if you will look to Him and trust Him today. So I pray God again will help us here this morning. The title of the thought of the message this morning is simply be this: the cleansing power of the Master. The cleansing power of the Master. Boy, I'm glad He still has that cleansing power here this morning. And I pray again, if you don't know Him, that this day you trust Him as Savior. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're able to stand. And certainly if you're not able today, then that will be certainly okay. Matthew chapter number 8, the first four verses you'll find as Matthew here is writing. We'll find now in the next couple of chapters, you'll find that he's dealing with a lot of the miracles and different things that the Lord Jesus performed, certainly in his early ministry. And we find here the account of this leper starting in verse number 1. The Bible says, when he was come, speaking of the Lord Jesus, when he was come down from the mountain, the Bible says that great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And notice in verse number 3, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will. Boy, what a great statement. I will. Be thou clean. Then notice, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, see, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again today, Father, to thank You, Father, for another day on this side of eternity, to thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy, and, Lord, for all the many things that, Lord, You have blessed us with this day. Lord, we just want to thank You, and we want to praise You this morning. Thank You for the Sunday school hour and the teaching of the Word of God. Thank You for the beautiful singing and, Lord, all that's already been done now in this worship service this morning. Lord, thank You for the Word of God, and I pray now, Lord, as Your servant, Lord, I pray that, God, You'd anoint me, Father, one more time with fresh oil. God, I pray that You'd anoint my heart, my mind, and my mouth, Lord, as I stand, Lord, in this place today, Lord, that You would use me, Lord, as a mouthpiece, as a vessel, Lord, and God, that I might preach, Lord, the very words and the very thoughts that, Lord, You placed upon my heart for this hour. And then, Lord, I pray, God, this morning as the Word of God goes out, Lord, I pray that ears and hearts will be opened and receptive under the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, I don't know anybody's heart here this morning but my own. And so I pray if there be somebody here today lost, that God, this morning, the Holy Ghost of God would convict them and draw them. And Lord, this very day, Lord, Father, exercise faith, and Lord, come and receive you as a personal Lord and Savior. Then there may be some that's cold and indifferent, out of the will of God. Maybe they've allowed some things to come into their hearts and their lives today that, Lord, you're not pleased with. Lord, I don't know, but, Lord, I just know what you placed upon my heart, and I pray that, God, again, that you'd use me. I pray we'd be obedient this morning. Thank you again for all that you've already done. Thank you again for your marvelous grace this morning. I'm glad that the Bible teaches us where sin did abound, that grace did much more abound. And Lord, so we thank you for that. And I pray, God, just use the service now. Lord, touch hearts, touch lives, change lives. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for all that you're going to do. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. For a few moments this morning, I want to think about this cleansing power of the Master. Thank God this morning for the cleansing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this morning, I don't know what you may have come in with your life today, and certainly you don't know what's in my heart. I don't know what's in your heart, but there's one thing about it. God knows all about us today, and certainly if there's things in our life that don't need to be there, then I'm glad there's someone that can touch us and help us, just as the Savior touches this man, this leper man. I'm glad that God still has that kind of cleansing power this morning. And as I said, as you think about the Scriptures and you look at the Scriptures this morning, you'll find, of course, a lot of typologies and a lot of pictures. And I believe we see one here, as I've already said, in these wonderful verses here that I've read before your hearing today. But could I say, but whatever that you may have in your life today that might be hindering you, that might be hurting you, that might be hurting your testimony, that might be hindering your family, that might be hindering your future, I'm glad there is someone today that can and will touch you and help you this morning. I'm glad his name is Jesus. Listen to me this morning, friend. I can't do in your heart and your life what needs to be done. But again, I'm glad that there's one that can, and his name is Jesus. I'm glad that grace that they sang about this morning, I'm glad it's still here. I'm glad it's still available. I'm glad it's still working. I'm glad the love of God this morning is still working. I'm glad the blood of Calvary this morning is still working. I'm glad God's still on the job, aren't you? I'm glad, thank God this morning, friend, whatever need that you may have, I'm glad you can trust him. I'm glad that you can look to him this morning. And now we come to our text, and we find here now that Jesus has come down off of the mountain after he's given up what is considered or called the Sermon on the Mount. And we see that there's a great multitude of people following him. And we see that there's one leper here this morning in our story, or in our account here from the Scriptures. And so I want to look at this man for just a little while this morning. I pray to be a blessing and a help and a challenge to our hearts here this morning. And so as we see the picture that is laid out before us, I've got three things that I want to share with you this morning about this leper and about what Christ does in his life. First of all, I want you to notice that we have a diseased man. We have a diseased man here in this leper in our story. And if you think about leprosy, and of course, for any of you that have been in church any time at all, you know that leprosy, as we study it from the Word of God, is a type or a picture of sin. And so today we see that it is a type and a picture. And I know some people say, well, preacher, this text has nothing to do with me this morning. I don't have leprosy. I've never had leprosy, and I'll probably never have leprosy. Well, friend, it's a type and it's a picture this morning that all of us need to see, because it's a picture, I believe, of each and every one of us here this morning that's seated in this building. Now, I realize those today that have not reached that age of accountability, they've not come to the understanding today yet of sin and what sin is. But could I say, for the majority of us folks that are sitting in this building today, we know what sin is. We know certainly what sin is. And we know this morning by the teaching of the Scriptures that the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means me, and that means you this morning, irregardless of how good that we think that we might be, or how irregardless of how good that we think that we might have lived our lives. Friend, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so I see a picture of our own lives here in this diseased man, this man that has this leprosy. Because there's a lot of types and parallels when you look at leprosy and you think about sin. Now, I don't have time to share all those this morning. And certainly if you get an opportunity, you need to go and study it and look at it this morning, because it shows us a picture of the condition that mankind is in this morning without the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so sad today that so many people are living their life in sin today, separated from God this morning. I'm telling you how sad that is. And I'm glad it don't have to be that way. Thank God, I'm glad there's something. I'm glad there is a balm in Gilead this morning. I'm glad there is a cure. I'm glad this morning, thank God, hallelujah, for the precious Lamb and the blood of the Lamb of God that He shed upon Calvary 2,000 plus years ago. So this old leper boy, hallelujah, one day, I think because of the leprosy of sin, I'd sinned and come short. Boy, I'm so glad, thank God, for that day that I cried out as this leopard cried out. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm glad God can still cleanse the darkest heart and the darkest sin. Oh, I'm glad this morning for the cleansing power of the Master's hand today, my friend. And He can do for you what He's done for others. He can do for you what He's done for me. But I see, first of all, in the picture today, I see a diseased man. As we say, the type or a picture of sin. Now you can go to the book of Leviticus and chapter around chapter 14, and it begins to talk about leprosy, and it begins to talk about how they're supposed to go to the priest as Jesus tells this leper to go. And again, I don't have time to get in all that this morning, but there's some things that I thought about in this diseased man, this leprosy that he had. First of all, it was a very dreaded disease. This leprosy most of the time would start out as a small bump or just a small place. And of course, they would have to go to the priest. And if the priest pronounced him unclean or seen that it was leprosy, and then it was a time of separation, and they would have to watch it. I'll tell you what, this time, in the Bible time, this leprosy was a dreaded disease. Could I say this morning, hallelujah, we ought to get back to the place. I'll tell you what, Lord, let me preach right here. We ought to get back to the place. Thank God we're seeing. It's a dreaded disease. It's destroying so many in the day and hour in which we live. I tell you, friend, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to live in that sin. I'm glad today. Thank God there is that cure that only comes from the Master this morning. But listen, it's a dreaded disease. It would start small, and it could grow and would grow a lot of times. It could spread quickly. Boy, that sounds like this thing called sin this morning. It's spreading out through our land. It's spreading out through our families. It's spreading out through our communities. Amen. We see a diseased man. It was a dreaded disease. It was a debilitating disease. It brought isolation. That person would have to be isolated from his family. Think about this man. Now, the Bible didn't say how long that he had this problem of leprosy. It doesn't tell us whether he had any family or not, or any friends. I'm sure he probably did. But think about the isolation that it brought to him. He had to be separated. And when he would come down the street and anybody get close to anybody, he would have to cry out, unclean, unclean. I want you to see the dreaded disease that this man had. You say, preacher, that doesn't have anything to do with me. Oh, that's just like sin this morning, friend. Whether you want to recognize it or not, that's just like sin. I'll tell you what, in the eyes of God, if there's sin in your heart, if there's sin in your life this morning, friend, in the sight of God, you are unclean. You are unclean. But I'm glad you don't have to live like that. You don't have to stay like that. How do you know? Because we see the picture. We see the picture here that we have in the Scriptures. So we see that we have a diseased man. It's a dreaded disease. It's a debilitating disease. Again, it brings isolation. It brings separation. And could I say that at this particular time, that leprosy could even bring death. For the wages of sin is death. I love that verse of scripture there in the book of Romans. For the wages of sin is death. But think about this poor man. I mean, they didn't have the technology that we have today. They didn't have the medications that we have today. Most of the time, as you study about leprosy in the scriptures, you'll find unless there was a divine intervention, a lot of times the lepers would never get well. Boy, I'm glad this morning for a divine intervention. I'm going to get ahead of myself if I'm not careful. But I'm telling you this morning, just think about the condition that he's in, the isolation, the separation, the dreaded disease, the debilitating disease, and the disease that could even bring death. Most people would look upon and feel like there was no hope for them. You know what, today, there was probably a lot of people that might have looked at me at one time or another, might have looked at you at one time or another, and said, there's no help for them. Can I say, thank God there is help this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. I'm glad there's help. But first of all, we must understand and recognize that this diseased man, this dreaded disease, this debilitating disease, and this disease that could even bring death. Now, if that's the only picture that we had of this man, that we had of humanity, of the hope that we have today in the Lord Jesus Christ, if that was not available, then this would be a sad story. But friend, I'm glad the story doesn't end there. I'm glad as the world looked upon me and said, he'll never make nothing. I'm glad if the world looked upon me and said, there's no hope for me, for him or for her or for this individual or for that individual. I'm glad this morning, thank God, they don't know the rest of the story. Somebody hold my mute while I shout a while. Hallelujah. Here's the rest of the story. Oh, yes, there's a diseased man, and it looks real bad, Otis. Nobody didn't want anything to do with him, and he had to cry and clean, and he couldn't be around his family. And I'm telling you what, thank God, I see something else in the story. Not only do I see a diseased man, but secondly this morning, I want you to notice a desire, a desperate plea. A desperate plea. Notice what he says here, starting in verse number 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Oh, my soul, I want you to notice not only a diseased man, but I want you to notice a desperate plea. I want you to notice in that plea, first of all, this morning, I want you to know that I believe we see a plea of reverence. Lord, in other words, this morning we see that he recognizes that there's something special about this man named Jesus. Could I say it and report to you today that there is something that is still special? Hallelujah. Something that's still special about this man named Jesus. And you say, preacher, you're talking like he's alive today. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Thank God he is. I'm glad, thank God, yes, we see the picture of him going to the cross and laying down his life. But friend, he done all of that for me and for you, that thank God we wouldn't have to live our lives in this dreaded disease called sin this morning. That there was cleansing power. Cleansing power in the Lamb. Thank God, the blood of the Lamb of God this morning. I'm telling you, we see that he recognizes, he reverences the God of heaven. You know what people's problem is this morning? They're not seeing him for who he is. He's alive. Yes, he went to the cross. Yes, he laid down his life. But 3 days later, thank God he got up victorious over death, hell, and the grave this morning. And he lives, and he lives, and he lives today, my friend. I'm glad he lives in my heart. But I want you to notice something about this diseased man. He has a desperate plea. He has come to the place in his life that probably, no doubt, now I'm not trying to add to and not trying to take away, but no doubt, he probably thought, if he can't help me, there ain't nobody else can. Y'all hearing me? If he can't help me, there ain't nobody else can. I tell you what'd be good this morning. That there's probably some folks right here in this building today. Listen, I'm not being critical in any manner, in any way. I want you to understand that. I want you to realize that. But friend, it'd be good. Maybe it's some of the folks right here in this congregation this morning. Listen, I love you, but more than that, God loves you. But I'll tell you what, it'd be good if you could come to that realization this morning. That you could come to that plea of reverence this morning. To say, Lord, if you don't help me this morning, there ain't nobody else can. That's the problem with today's society. Everybody thinks they can figure it out. They can work it out. I'm telling you this morning, friend, what we need is that touch of the Master today. Oh, how we need the touch of the Master this morning. If there's anything in your heart, in your life today that you know God's not pleased with, then friend, you're hindering yourself. You may be hindering your family. You may be hindering this church. You may be hindering the very work that God wants to do. And I know you're hindering the work God wants to do in your life. If there's sayings in your life that He's not pleased with. Now, I've already said that all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. And we understand that. Or I pray that you do. But even if you're saved today, oh, if you're not careful, if I'm not careful, we'll let things slip into our hearts. We'll let things slip into our minds. We'll let things slip into our life that we know is sin. Matter of fact, the Bible says, for him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So, are we supposed to carry it around? Are we supposed to try to deal with it on our own? Well, friend, I tell you what, if we are, we're in trouble this morning. We can't deal with it. We can't handle it. We can't make it go away. But I'm glad, thank God, there's one that can. Hallelujah. We see a diseased man, but we see a desperate plea. We see it's a plea of reverence. He says, Lord, as if to say this morning again that you're my only hope. Thank God for the day. Under the dreaded disease of sin. Thank God for the day. That I realized that I couldn't fix it myself. That I couldn't make the guilt go away by itself. Thank God, but I'm glad, hallelujah, when I stepped out on a Sunday morning, thank God it had this desperate plea. Has this leopard had this desperate plea? And I called upon the one, thank God this morning, that hung the moon and the stars. The one that, thank God this morning, before the foundation of the world, had already made a plan between God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that he would come and go to the cross. Hallelujah. Thank God for the day that I reverenced him and called upon the one. Thank God that could fix it this morning. He has a desperate plea. You get in the place that the leper got to, and you get down to one of them desperate pleas. Oh, I remember it well. Do you remember that day? Do you remember that time when the Holy Ghost of God had shaken the very foundations of your heart and your soul? How you knew, thank God, unless you got to Jesus. Oh, my soul, friend. Unless you got to Jesus, it wasn't going to be made all right. I'm afraid too many people have got up and they've come, but yet they've never really got to Jesus this morning. Oh, friend, if you'll ever get to Jesus today, you'll reverence that plea this morning and call upon the one that can. I want you to notice, not only do we see a diseased man, but we see a desperate plea.
We say a plea of reverence, Lord. As to say to Him, Lord, if You don't do something, Lord, then nothing will ever be done. Lord, You're my only hope. But I want You to notice this morning not only a plea of reverence, but a plea of recognition. He knew. He knew He needed help. Listen, He knew He was a leper. No doubt He'd been pronounced a leper. The problem with too many people today is they don't acknowledge the problem that they have. Listen, this leprosy deal, as much as they would try to maybe take their clothes and cover it up, listen, it would be very evident. Especially as it began to grow and as it began to get bigger and bigger, it would be very evident. Now, you may think that you're fooling. Mom and Dad, you may think you're fooling your husband, your wife. And you might be for a little while, but the Bible also teaches us this morning that be sure your sin will find you out. But there's one thing about it. We can't hide it from Him. He knows my very heart today. He knows your very heart. He knows everything about me this morning. He knows everything about you. Is that not amazing? There's not one thought that's went through your head since you've been here this morning that He don't already know all about. Amen. And even in all that, this is the thing that really gets me. Even Miss Debbie and knowing all about me, and knowing the ever little thought and intent of my heart and my mind, He still loves me. Oh, my soul friend, if that don't excite us this morning, if that don't move us just a little bit to know, even in all that He knows about me, hallelujah, this morning, that He still loves me, and He still loves you, and He still loves this world, and He still wants to work in your heart and in your life. Thank God for the cleansing touch of the Master today. He has this plea of reverence. He has this plea of recognition. He knew He needed help. So many people today will come in and out of church services, hear singing, hear preaching, hear teaching, and yet never do anything about the very sin that they're living in. I know today that it's being... sin's not as bad as it used to be in the eyes of so many people. But sin's still sin in the eyes of God. This man, in this plea, reverenced the Lord Jesus. And he recognized his need, but he also recognized that someone could meet that need. Boy, I'm glad he can still meet that need today, friend. I want you to notice, he knew he needed help. And then I want you to notice something else. A plea, not only of reverence and recognition, but a plea of real faith. I want you to notice what he says. Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. I want you to notice that it was a plea of real faith. Faith in the Son of God. Thank God for Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. This morning, friend, have you had that plea of real faith and calling upon the Lord Jesus today? See, he was a diseased man. He had a problem. He understood that all the doctors, all the physicians, all of his family, nobody could help. But he said, if I can get to Jesus. Now, notice there's a multitude following him. This man that had the leprosy was to have to cry unclean, unclean. Nobody was allowed to touch him in fear of getting that dreaded disease, because it was highly contagious. That's the way sin is. But we see a man that had some real faith. Lord, if thou will. In other words, he's saying, God, if it's your will. Could I say any time an old sinner? Hallelujah, thank God. Any time an old sinner gets to the place that he's willing to see his condition, he's willing to call upon the one that can do something about that condition, I'm glad there's one that's willing to do something about it. The Bible says, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We see a diseased man. We see a desperate plea. He was wanting something done about his condition. Boy, I can remember when I was under Holy Ghost conviction. I was either going to have to get in or get out. I wanted something done. I wanted some help. Boy, I'm glad there was somebody that helped me that day. Because I want you to notice the third point of our message this morning is not only a diseased man and a desperate plea, but I want you to notice the divine healing. Look in verse number 3. Now remember, keep this in mind. He was not supposed to touch anybody. Nobody was supposed to touch him. If he had a wife, he couldn't even hold her hand. If he had a son or daughter, he couldn't even reach out. He couldn't even hug on them. Man, he's in a pitiful shape. Some of you just not getting it this morning. Pitiful shape. He's a diseased man. He has a desperate plea, and again, if the story ended there, how sad it would be. Now, this is not the only encounter that Jesus had with the lepers. We know that from studying the Scriptures. But we see a divine healing. Doctors couldn't help him. Priests couldn't help him. Wife couldn't help him. But thank God for a divine healer. Oh, I tell you, my friend, that Sunday morning that I need to get saved and born again, there wasn't nobody. Hey, I could have went to the preacher, but the preacher couldn't help me. Hallelujah, the deacons couldn't help me. The Sunday school teacher couldn't help me. But boy, I'm so glad I got a hold of one. Thank God that could. And not only could he help me, but hallelujah, I'm glad that he did, thank God. A divine healing. Now, if you'll study in the book of Mark in this same account, you'll find that the Bible says that Jesus moved with compassion. Now, there may have been others that had pity for him and his condition, but I'm telling you what, Jesus had compassion. Thank God for the compassion of God this morning. Hallelujah. When I didn't deserve it and you didn't deserve it, the leper didn't deserve it, but hallelujah, for the grace of God, the compassion of God, he just loved us anyhow this morning. And friend, he loves you today. But notice the moving of the divine healer, the healer in the divine healing. Notice he moves with compassion. Notice he touches him personally, which we said was forbidden. But notice, I'm glad, thank God, the disease that I had, hallelujah, he couldn't get. I'm glad he's sinless, he's spotless. He is the sinless, spotless Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world this morning. Well, nobody else could touch him or would touch him. I'm glad there's somebody that did. Notice, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Oh, the cleansing touch. how the Master noticed this divine healing. He moved with compassion. He touched him personally. I'm glad he came to heal, but I'm glad he came to save. He touched him with compassion. He touched him personally. Notice he spoke with power. Be thou clean. Anybody glad this morning? I mean, is there anybody in here today that could rejoice just a little bit? I mean, just a little bit to raise a hand toward heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for touching an old sinner like me. Hallelujah, thank God. And doing that cleansing work in my heart and my life that I could not do for myself. Hallelujah. Thank God he had compassion. Thank God he touched him. And if you've ever been touched by the Master, you'll know that it was him that touched you. Hallelujah. If he ever touches you, you'll know it was the hand of the Master this morning. Amen. Why? Because he had a plea. Lord, if I will, thou canst make me clean. He's saying, Lord, if you can't do it, then nobody else can. Friend, if he don't do it, nobody else can. But I'm glad he can. I want you to notice something else about this divine healing. Again, the Bible says in Mark, he moved with compassion. We see that he touches him personally. We see that he speaks with power. And I love this next statement in verse number 3. And the Bible says, what's those next two words? Somebody help me out. No, wait, just here, come back here. He says, I will be thou clean. What's the next two words? What's those words? I can't hear you. Oh, come on, one more time. Oh, thank God, aren't you glad? Immediately, thank God, the leprosy was gone. Oh, hallelujah, I rejoice today. Thank God that when I got to Calvary and when I called upon Him in faith believing, I'm glad, thank God, immediately. I didn't have to go back. Oh, my soul. I didn't have to go back again. Now, listen, we all need to confess our sins and our faults daily because we fail and we mess up. And friend, if there's sin in your life and you need to get right with God, I'm glad if we'll confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. That Sunday morning, thank God by faith and faith alone, I cried out to the one, thank God that could save me and redeem me. And immediately, he saved me and redeemed me by his good grace this morning. Immediately. I'm glad he saves immediately, aren't you? I'm glad he cleanses immediately. Think about this condition. He comes to Jesus. He's diseased. He's outcast. He looks like he has no hope. But thank God for the day that the Master touched him.
Amen.
The Bible says immediately. Immediately. Could you imagine if you had been there? Could you imagine the multitudes around, but somehow or another, this man gets to Jesus. There's one thing about it. Hallelujah. If you're really looking for him, he'll find you. Hey, man, preacher. If you're really looking for him, he'll find you.
Could you imagine? How long has he had it? Don't know. How severe was it? We don't know. But we do know this. Immediately, when Jesus touched him and spoke it, it was gone. That ought to make a dried up Baptist shout this morning. Then notice, immediately, the leprosy was cleansed. We notice in verse number 4, and I'm not going to deal with this a whole lot this morning, but and Jesus said to him, "See thou, tell no man." Right. Yeah. Something is great. Why, that man took off with shouting and praising God like you ain't never seen. Preacher, how do you know? Well, go to the Gospel of Mark. You had something as dreaded and as debilitating as this man had. And with the word of faith that this man's plea and this touch of the Master. And it's all gone. It's all gone. Now the reason Jesus tells him to go to the priest is because that was under the Levitical law. Go back to the book of Leviticus in chapter number 14, and it begins to tell you the things that had to be, that was supposed to be done, and the things that was supposed to be offered up, and there was supposed to be a waiting period and all that. Thank God for grace. Thank God, I'm glad I'm not living under the law. Now listen, I understand they had to have all that. Listen, that was God's law. And absolutely, that's the truth. But hallelujah, thank God for grace, for grace, for grace this morning, church. But Jesus told him to go show himself to the priest. Because that was what they were supposed to do. But Mark gives us this verse of Scripture, and I'll close with this morning. Jesus moved with compassion and touched him personally, touched him with power. Immediately the leper was cleansed. And I believe there was some praising that took place according to Mark chapter 1, verse number 45. The Bible says, "But he went out and began to publish it much." You know what that old boy got? He got the Cain Heppets. It'd do some of us good this morning to get back to the place that we get to Cain Heppets. Because what Jesus done for him, Jesus, in a sense, done for me and done for you if you're saved by the grace of God this morning. But he went out and began to publish it much. I like these next words. And to blaze abroad the matter. He began to run around and say, "Look at what happened to me." Can you believe it? If he had a family, could you imagine running up to the house, hallelujah, knocking on the door and saying, "Honey, come on out here. I got something I want to show you. But more importantly, I got something I want to tell you. Hallelujah. I met the Master. I had my dreaded disease. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone." Hallelujah. Preacher, I ain't got nothing to do with me this morning. If you're saved by the good grace of God, it's got everything to do with you. Because you had a dreaded disease. And that disease was sin. And unless the Master touches you, you'll die with that disease.
Right.
But you don't have to. I'm glad there's cleansing power in the touch of the Master. Now, if you're here today and you're not saved, you need to be saved. You need to let God do what He done in the life of this leper. Preacher, will He do it that fast? Friend, the moment you'll exercise faith, I promise you,
He'll do just exactly in your life what He done in the leper's life. Immediately. 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 If you're here today with sin in your life, you're not where you need to be with God this morning. You know there's things hurting you, hindering you. Then right here is a good place to take care of it this morning. Because if you will confess, He will forgive. Could you imagine the praising that took place in this man's life? And then we sat around service after service after service, just ho-hum, like you ain't nothing to it. My friend, if you'd ever realized where you was headed and what God done in your life, it ought at least bring a smile to your face and rejoicing in your heart, because the disease that we had was incurable without divine intervention. Thank God for divine intervention. Thank God for the divine healer. He said something like this: by His stripes we are healed. And He done that for me. And He done that for you. What a Savior. What a Savior. Let's stand our feet all over the building this morning. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Brother Scotty, come get us a song. If He ever touches you, you'll know it. The cleansing power of the Master is available today. Will you come and will you trust Him today? Father, we love You. Thank You for loving us. Thank You for the precious Word of God. Thank You for the examples of Your great work that You've done throughout the pages of the Word of God. Lord, I thank You for them, but Lord, I really thank You for the example in my own heart and my own life, the work, Lord, that only You done or could do. And Lord, I don't know the condition of anybody's heart here this morning, but Lord, I pray right now in the stillness of this service, if there's someone here today, and Lord, they've never trusted You as Savior. Lord, there's sin in their life, in their heart. Lord, they've never confessed it. Lord, they've never come and called upon You by faith and received You as their Savior. I pray this morning in the stillness of this service that the Holy Ghost of God would bring a reality to them of the greatest need that they have. And Lord, that's to receive You. Then Lord, if there's Christians here today, those that have been saved, but Lord, they've went astray. Lord, they've allowed some things to come into their heart and their mind and their life. Lord, it's hindering and hurting them in their walk with You, their prayer life. Lord, whatever it might be, God, I pray this morning in the stillness of this service, dear God, speak to hearts. And I pray that, God, we'd be obedient. Save that soul as close as to hell this morning, Father. We thank You and praise You. Thank You for Your cleansing power. Thank You for Your powerful touch, Your powerful words. And thank You for an immediate reaction. Oh, I'm glad this morning You can still do that work. Lord, if we trust You and call upon You. God, do what only You can do. And Father, we'll thank You and we'll praise You. And it's in Jesus' name we praise You. Play softly for just a moment before we sing.